Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast on Radio MD, iHeart, or wherever you downloaded us from. Thank you very much for doing that. This is 1046A, the news of the week and what it means to you. And yes, I'll give you all the news that isn't COVID. And we'll start with, is coffee good for your liver? And the absolute remark is absolutely coffee is good for your liver. Thank you very much for asking. Is it decaf as well? Well, we'll talk about that in a few minutes. Breathing other people's smoke can raise your odds for heart failure is our Roizen rule for a younger you segment. And a longevity is the next disruptor segment topics. Don't pass the salt. The WHO issues benchmarks for sodium content and tells you what foods to avoid. Six lifestyle changes patients should make to prevent heart disease is, in fact, the other Roizen rule for a younger you segment. Could high-dose fish oil raise your odds for atrial fibrillation? Well, you should really know before you pay attention to that story and stop taking fish oil. And one in four U.S. teens has had a concussion. What's that all about, and why is this such a dramatic increase in the last decade? Is it just reporting? Can B12 shots boost my energy and help me lose weight? That's our Odd Omega story of the week. And this is the Wellness Foreplay story of the week. Many older adults aren't telling doctors they use pot. How about that? Even in states where pot is legal, patients are not telling their doctors about it. What does that mean? Well, it's actually a problem for you and your doctor if you do that, because he or she needs to know what medicines to avoid or what medicines to give you and in what doses, since the THC and the CBD affect those metabolites. Can you outgrow hay fever or other allergies? Well, this is an interesting story, and the answer is maybe. We don't know it, but allergies are a common problem. They affect 50 million people in the U.S. Pollen, dust, mites, and mold are the things that attract it. And believe it or not, building tolerance is key. It's one of the good things about masks and one of the bad things. What do I mean by good and bad? Well, masks have helped prevent allergies this year, but they also prevent tolerance to allergens. So you're more likely on re-exposure, just like if the flu comes back this year, we're more likely to see severe episodes. My Roizen rule for younger you, breathing other people's smoke can raise your odds for heart failure. Yes, this is from 11,000 non-smokers who on average were 48 years of age and followed from 1988 to 94. Nearly one in five had the lab test evidence of secondhand smoke, and when they did, they ended up with a 35% higher risk of heart failure. Now, heart failure is the heart not pumping adequately. You often develop swollen legs bilaterally. We call that edema. But what does that mean? Well, it means that smoke causes this inflammation that affects the heart particularly, or maybe the lungs particularly. We know that part. But even second and third hand smoke, third hand is from clothes or the environment, even though second and third hand smoke seem to increase your risk of cardiac diseases fairly significantly, so significantly it is troublesome. Six lifestyle changes patients can make. Well, you know about choosing anti-inflammatory foods, avoiding egg yolks, red meat, processed red meat, cheese, simple sugars, added syrups, simple or stripped carbohydrates, and fried foods. And what we want you to do is also perform moderate exercise. We're in a stress management technique. No matter what it is, embrace moments of positivity. When you see something positive, my getting to do a podcast is an incredibly positive thing for me. You probably can tell I'm happy, overjoyed. Yeah, and interviewing guests on the B segment, that also. I celebrate those moments. You should evaluate your unhealthy and unhappy habits. You know, the things when you smoke or even secondhand smoke or vape. Or even, you may find it a moment of joy, but it's long-term damage. You know that. Too much alcohol. Prioritize restorative sleep. That's one of the things I'm doing recently. And man, does it make a difference. Just planning that extra hour to go to sleep, enormous difference, at least in my life. High-dose fish oil can raise your risk for atrial fibrillation while lowering your risk of heart attack and stroke. Seems paradoxical. Why would it do that? We don't know. And it's in prescription fish oils as well as over-the-counter when you're over a gram, 1 to 4 grams a day. It seems like you increase your risk in this study. Is it a statistical fluke? We don't know. So I worry that I'm giving you misleading data. Overall, you're lowering your risk of heart disease, stroke, memory dysfunction, cognitive dysfunction totally. At least in my mind, the benefits outweigh the risk of both eating fish. I eat a lot of salmon and ocean trout, and I'm looking forward to some. That's another moment of joy I get, eating the ocean trout and eating salmon. Those have a lot of good things in them, as does DHA, the supplement. The other thing I eat a lot, drink a lot of, is coffee. Yeah, it does give me a skinny liver. We don't know the mechanism. And it is some of the polyphenols. About, you get half the benefit from decaf. The more the better, helps you avoid fatty liver disease. What's fatty liver disease? Well, this is when you eat, drink, or have too much, not alcohol, too many simple sugar drinks or syrups, yeah, or just calories in general. Your liver gets fatty, and when it's more than 10% fat, it starts to get diseased, and that disease can cause real problems for you, not only liver cancer, but liver failure, inability to excrete other things, get rid of things, inability to metabolize medicines normally, inability to get rid of your waste products so you don't think as clearly. So coffee, the more you have, the better. I'm going to have a chug right now just to prove coffee's good day, night, or any time you get it. Don't pass the salt. That's what the WHO said. They want you to avoid salt. I was interested to learn, if you have a normal blood pressure at age 45, what's the chance, if you're African-American or Caucasian or Latino, they've divided it in the United States by groups, that you're going to get high blood pressure by age 85? Well, this is amazing. It's 92% in African Americans, 85% in Caucasians, 82% in Latinos. It's really amazing. And salt plus those foods that cause inflammation, egg yolks, cheese, red meat, processed red meat, and yeah, pork is a red meat, plus simple sugars, syrups, fried food, simple carbs, stripped carbs, those all increase your blood pressure as you get older, as does salt. How much salt do you want? Well, you want under 5 grams of sodium chloride, which is under 2 grams of sodium. 1 in 4 teens has had a concussion. This is actually interesting. This is a study of 53,000 students. They looked at the increase in concussions between 2013 2012 and 2018, and it turned out there was an increase of 25%, so that 1 in 4 teens, same number, 25%, now is reported. No increase in those who don't play sports, but such an increase in those who do play sports that it's 1 in 4 of all of our teens. Remember, tell someone about it because you want to take a rest from that activity. You don't want two concussions in short order. You want to recover from the first one. Don't be a hero. No sporting game at the amateur level, even at the pro level, is worth brain dysfunction. Blue light therapy for the skin? Yeah, it can be useful, especially when you take a photosensitizing medicine beforehand. It can kill cancers. You really want to, it's called photodynamic therapy. It actually even helps make your skin look better and feel better. It's what dermatologists use, so there is a role for blue light therapy. What about sleep drunkenness? You're sound asleep when your alarm goes off and your partner tries to wake you. You open your eyes, get out of bed, but you're not fully awake. You wander around. You say strange things. You give blunt answers. You even may attack someone. 1 in 7 people in America has this. And if you're benign with it, meaning you just say stuff or don't know where you are and feel just drunk, that's not bad. But some people are violent. Some people jump out of balconies thinking they can do weird things. Be careful if you have it. Make sure your partner, there is treatment for it. So seek the help of a sleep professional. And this is the most interesting one, I think, of the day. It is my wellness foreplay story of the day. That is that if people are past 50, they often don't tell their doc that they smoke or vape pot. Many Americans aren't telling their docs they use pot. It turns out 20% who use it for a medical reason don't tell them. And it's 80% who are not in a state where it's approved for the use, whether recreational or medical, don't tell them. The problem, we have to know so we can try and get you off of the smoking and onto edibles if you want. And also maybe because a number of drugs interact with pot and we should adjust those dosage. The last story is, there are two last stories I should cover. One is, can B12 shots boost your energy and help you lose weight? And the answer is, we know of the B vitamins as the energy stimulating or needing for energy production in your body. But if your B12 level is normal, taking additional B12 has not been found to be a benefit. What do you do? Talk to your doc. It's an inexpensive test. Find out what your B12 level is, especially if you're a vegetarian or a pescavegetarian and not having much red meat. And remember, multivitamins have B12 in it that is easy to absorb. If you take acid blockers, for example, even if you're not a vegetarian, you often may have a low B12 level because you need stomach acid to unlock the B12 in meat. And if you don't need that, by the way, with multivitamins. Are women overwhelmed? Yeah, they're doing job. They're doing homework assignments with their kids. They're trying to make the home good. And everybody, 1 in 5 women, is stressed out at any one time. And in addition, they got to worry about sexual and verbal harassment and other assaults. So you've got to really feel sorry for women, but get yourself, if you're a woman, to a stress management course. Men, the same thing. Not easy. You got to practice it. Doesn't make everything go away, but it helps you live with it and be resilient to it. It's one of the best things you can do for your health. And that's what this show is all about, you, the owner's manual. I want to thank Justin for great engineering, Persona for being our longtime sponsor, but especially you for downloading us and, if you will, telling your friends about us if you like us. 50,000 of you, we can't be wrong, so thank you very much for downloading us. It's why we do this, and I hopefully you will enjoy the news of the week and what it means to you. Until next week, this is 1046A. Remember to get to the B segment. We had a spectacular guest last week, and we've had just a series of really spectacular guests, but this week's Annie Daly will be wonderful too, I am sure. She talks about better living wherever you are and how to find global secrets in the book she wrote, Destination Wellness. That's Annie Daly, 1046B. Do download us and do tell your friends about us. Thanks again. See you next week on the radio.